The closure targets the White House announced yesterday are an increase from what they previously thought agencies would be able to manage. Administration officials told Congress in April they wanted to eliminate 100 data centers by the end of this calendar year. The new target is 178 this year. 81 have already been shut down. And by next year,
we'll be shutting down 373 data centers by the end of 2012. This puts us ahead of schedule on meeting the president's directive to shut down 800 data centers by the end of 2015. A move that we expect to reap upwards of $3 billion in savings for the American taxpayers.
Stephanie Cutter, Deputy Senior Advisor to the President. The Office of Management and Budget did not provide clear breakdowns of where those savings would come from, but Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra says a huge amount can be chalked up to the cost of electricity in data centers.
They consume more power than any other facility. For example, a typical data center will consume as much as 200x the electricity of a standard office space. If you look at what's happened in the landscape of technology as far as cell phones are concerned, we've seen as a result of Moore's Law and cheaper storage and compute power, the size of cell phones go down. We've seen PCs and laptops and iPads and iPhones. The same is true when you think about data center infrastructure. Yet, when it comes to the United States government, we've gone from 432 data centers in 1998 to more than 2,000 data centers this year.
Kundra says the average utilization rate in federal data centers stands at less than 27% in terms of computing power, less than 40% in storage space.
This is unacceptable in any time, but especially when we're talking about a tough budgetary environment.
Kundra says each agency is creating detailed plans right now that will drill down deeper into how much savings they'll be able to achieve through the consolidation. OMB expects to have those plans ready to go and posted online within the next month. But he says in some cases, the costs of running data centers can be hard to precisely quantify, even simply in terms of how much energy they're using.
Some data centers, there's actually really good information around electricity utilization. For example, in Rockville, Maryland, there's a data center operated by HHS, which had annual cost of about $1.2 million in electricity alone. So that's reoccurring cost every single year. In some other cases, the electricity cost is rolled up into a larger lease of a building. So what happens there is historically, because a lot of these data centers have been around for decades, there wasn't a separate meter capturing electricity utilization. But what we do know is that if you look at the aggregate, when we're talking about these 2,000 plus data centers, we're talking about electricity savings in the billions.
The centers slated for closure are scattered across the country, though the largest cluster is in the Washington, D.C. metro area. OMB has posted a map of the data centers, which you'll find linked up at federalnewsradio.com. In terms of department-by-department closures, the Defense Department leads the way, unsurprisingly, with 113 closures planned by the end of next year. Among civilian agencies, the Department of Agriculture is on top, with 44 data centers on the list. The largest data center being closed belongs to the Department of Homeland Security. OMB says it's a 195,000 square foot facility in Alabama, the size of 3.5 football fields. The smallest are 4 Agriculture Department data centers that are less than 1,000 square feet each, but all in the same zip code. But some of the closures aren't a result of consolidation in the strictest sense of the word. Kundra says some of the infrastructure that's on the chopping block just isn't needed anymore in cases where agencies have moved computing services to the cloud.
GSA is a great example of what's happening in this space, and so is USDA. When they moved to the Azure platform or the Google Apps platform, they were able to actually decommission a lot of their legacy hardware that was running on Lotus Notes. So hundreds of servers as you think about that infrastructure. Secondly, I think what you're also seeing, for example, in the HHS example, is that all that hardware was decommissioned. We're talking about 14,000 square feet of data center space with hundreds of servers that were removed, with dozens of racks that were consuming all this power. But we're also seeing virtualization happening as agencies are consolidating. They're using technologies like VMware to basically virtualize all of those servers and CPUs.
Kundra says he signed a memo yesterday telling agencies to submit their detailed plans down to the square foot, identifying every data center they could shut down between now and 2015. Agencies are being told to have those plans online by October 7th. But at least one member of Congress expressed some concern yesterday that the government will be able to get to the goal of 800 data center closures by 2015. Tom Carper chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management, and while he praised the administration's effort so far, he said in a statement he worries that the centers slated for closure up to this point might be the low-hanging fruit, or, as he put it, the fruit already on the ground. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.